AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. People in the upper Midwest are digging out from under a snowstorm that swept through the region. Parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana received from 3 to 20 inches of snow on Saturday. A cashier at a hardware store in Janesville, Wisconsin, says this storm was kind of unusual.
We usually don't get snow this early, and if it is, it's not maybe 1 or 2 inches. It's not a foot of snow like it was this time.
The first major snowstorm of the season is creating hazardous driving conditions and has led to the cancellation of hundreds of flights in the Chicago area. Digging out is going to be even more difficult now that cold weather is settling in over the region. Louisiana voters have elected a Democratic governor. State Representative John Bel Edwards beat U.S. Senator David Bitter in a runoff election. Edwards says this election shows that some voters still have hope in a time of deep cynicism about politics.
The people of Louisiana have chosen to believe that we can do better, and that by doing better, we will be better. And I commit to you, we will be better as a result of tonight.
Edgy but peaceful, that's the situation in Europe as authorities there search for members of the Islamic State group who might be planning more terror attacks similar to the ones in Paris. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police is investigating a bomb threat that caused a Turkish airliner from New York City to Istanbul to divert and land safely in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Last Tuesday night, an Air France flight from Washington, D.C. was diverted to Halifax after an anonymous bomb threat was phoned in after the plane had taken off. No bomb was found. Police dogs trained to detect explosives are now going over that Turkish jet. This is AP Radio News. Even though celebrities like Caitlyn Jenner have raised awareness about transgender women, violence against them doubled this year.
Especially for these women in urban areas coming from relatively poor and disadvantaged neighborhoods. If you can imagine as a teenager beginning to feel you're in the wrong gender and thinking about transitioning, and then the idea of getting bullied at school, maybe rejected by your family.
AP correspondent David Crary reports some communities are working to make LGBTs more comfortable turning to police.
A lot of big city police departments have incurred criticism over the years for being tone deaf to the challenges of the transgender community, of being unsympathetic. So some of the departments are actually acknowledging that and trying to step up and do better. In Philadelphia, for example, they've included a component teaching about gays and lesbians and transgender people in their police academy.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.